Let's say he brought it chutz l'tchum, then takrit sasa. Because you yourself can't walk chutz l'tchum, so it's called out of your range. It's like muksa, you can't have no, you have no right to have enjoyment from it. So Rashi says, chutz l'tchum asurin. Lo shamati tam makuba b'dover. Rashi didn't hear exact reason why not. What's wrong? Negate to mail sometimes, if they bring you a letter or they bring you a package that comes chutz l'tchum. What's wrong with it? If it's also mukser, am I mutal Yisrael acher? We'll soon see. Let's finish the Gemara. V'habo b'shvil Yisrael zeh mutal Yisrael acher. That's the lochem. If the guy brings you a present from chutz l'tchum, he brings you apples that you know he had to travel, bring it far away, the lochem is for the Jew that he brought it for, that person it's also. But for the other people it's mutter. His v'habo b'shvil Yisrael zeh was brought for this one Jew, for Reuven, mutl Yisrael Acher. Other Jews, other people are allowed to eat it. Just the person that it was brought for, is not allowed to. That's what Rashi says. What's the reason here? If you want to say it's Muksa, the Svar would be, since it's out of the Tchum, you can't go there, so you don't think about those fruits at the beginning of Yom Tov. Like, you can't get there. So it should be Muksa. So even for another Jew, it should be Yosser. Why only for Reuven that it was brought for, it should be Yosser for anybody? It was done and Nisa was done. Like you're not allowed to come chutz l'tchum. So a guy did a malacha like he did this avera. For the guy, it's not a malacha, but it's called a malacha was done for the Jew that it was carried chutz l'tchum. In came Yisrael nami yosser. Even for another Jew, it should be yosser because the ma'isa avera was done. This package came chutz l'tchum. The nochri shidlik yasaneh b'shabbos. If a guy lights a light on Shabbos. And he does it, titnan we learned, in Bishril Yisrael, if a guy comes into the house and puts on the lights for you, is usher. You're not allowed to have enjoyment from it. There's no difference between you and Yechaver. Yechaver also can't have enjoyment from it. If a guy does the malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, you're not allowed to have enjoyment from it, whether it's you or another Jew. See, if you want to say chutz l'tchum, the yisr is, because the guy did a malacha for you, so again, it should be usher for everybody. Why only for the person it was brought for? Rashi says that this issa to go chutz l'tchum, it's only the rabbanon that is. It's not also the deraisa. So therefore, since it's an issa the rabbanon and the guy did it like a shvus to shvus, it's enough that the rabbanon should ask it only for the person that it was brought for. Mashenke, for the other person, the rabbanon didn't go to asa. Then Rashi says another pshat tamacha nearly. We're afraid that if a guy brings it to you, so you must not know the guy, so we're afraid maybe you told the guy again to do it next Shabbat to come and bring it to you again. That's why for you yourself that he brought it to, we don't let you have enjoyment. Because we're afraid you yourself are going to go tell the guy, do it again next week. So you, we say nothing doing. Mashenka and your friends that don't know the guy, there's no gzera the other people tell the guy, do it again next Shabbos. Therefore, the people are mutter, just you, the one the guy brought it for you it's also to have enjoyment. Because we're afraid maybe you come to tell the guy next Shabbos, or next Yom Tov, next Shabbos, to do it again. Now, call upon him, that's the reason here, that it's also for you, mutter for the people. Okay, Tzitzis also just brings down Rashi's pshat, Rashi's first pshat. That the reason is that chumim, the malach of going chutz l'tchum, it's not such a strong iser, therefore it's enough to rabbonim to ask for only the person was brought for, and not for the other people. Omar Rabba bar Rapuna. Omar Rav, ha-soicher amas hamayim, mi-erev yomtiv, if somebody stops the flow of water on erev yomtiv, ha-soicher means you stop a flow of water. Rashi soismo shloichnesu boy dogim ibachutz. There is that no new fish could come into this pond. Let's say you have like a flowing water, so you stop the new entrance of the water. That new fish cannot come in mishachteshach. V'yes elo hichin v'izmin. Mashenka, the fish that are already in this pond, you are making before yomtiv. Are they maisa zeh? But this is a maisa preparing the fish in there. You have a steady flow of water coming into a pond. So before Yom Tov, you stop the flow, you mean to say you don't want new fish to come in, you only want this fish that are here, and be making, I'm saying, I'm going to use it tomorrow. So here it's not muksa. So, ha-soich ha-matzamayim erev Yom Tov, ulamocha tomorrow, hishkim ha-matzabodogim, you find fish there, mutarim,
You're allowed to use this fish right now. It's called Mukhin. You prepared before Yom Tov. Omar Rav Chizda. Medivu Rabbeinu Nilmad from our Rebbe, we can learn out that Chaya Shekoron of a Pardes, if you have a Chaya deer, that Shekoron made a nest in a Pardes, Trasha Pardes means Mokim Amishtamer, in an orchard, a place that's watched. Vien Havlad Yotze, Sheino Yochel of Loyach, he can't run away. Vakal Litzod, you can catch him very easily. Vien Hatzorach Zimun, you don't have to prepare him. That's Tavamina. And the Chiddush is now, if you have Chayesh, a Koron of a Paradis, Koron of a Mistam means a young animal that was just born, that Shekoron was still like in his nest, still a sleeping place, in a watched place. So since it's a watched place, it's still like it's already caught already, so it's called Mukh, it's called prepared before Yom Tov. So the din would be, ain't it Tzarech Zimun? You will not have to prepare before Yom Tov to say beferish, you want to use this animal. Even though Stam is a wild animal, you're not allowed to take on Yom Tov. Because it's Muksa. You didn't have prepared before Yom Tov. It's only domestic animals, or you made a Maisachona. Here it's a wild animal, but we say, since before Yom Tov, this wild animal came into your orchard, and it made a little, small place to live there, it's considered caught already, and it's also considered Mukhin. The Avamina is, like Rashi says from the Gemara before, from Soichem Mesamayim, that what's the omail there is that you stop new fish from coming in, so the old fish is like there caught already. So since it's caught already, by itself it's called Mukhin. Omer Rav Nachman said, No for Chavrin Bivaravosa. Our Chavrin, what he wants to say right now, he's a big machlokes what you're saying. The Rashi, Nos le Chavrin, Rav Nachman Bivaravosa. Nichnas Roisha le machlokes gedolus. Rav Chizda put his head into a big machlokes. Shayabu Ola Bezoit. A lot of people argue on him. And later at the end, we'll come out to see what the machlokes is. Exactly why we argue on him. But the chura, the argument is, there's no raya from the first halacha. Because here, like Rashi said, that's called doing an action. You're going erev Yom Tov and you're stopping the flow of the water. So since you're doing this action of stopping the flow of the water, that's a maisa to show that the fish in the pond you want to use on Yom Tov. Like, what's the purpose of stopping the flow? That you don't want it to be also that maybe new fish will come in on Yom Tov and those fish are muksa. You want to stop the flow of fish. So it's a mice of doing, showing that you want to use this fish here. That's called mukhin. Mashenkin here, where you have stamachaya, a wild animal, that stam by itself picked itself up, a young deer, and planted itself in your orchard, and you didn't know about it before Yom Tov. So even though it's like caught there, it's in a mishtumadika place, and it's a young one, but you didn't know about it yet. It's not mukhin, it's not called prepared. So that's the kasher on him. But upon him, he himself learned out from our din that it's mutter. Satsumura says, Hosnur says right away, Hosum loy kovid meiser. Over here by the deer, chaya, you didn't do any meiser, any action to show that you want to use it. Hosh a kovid meiser. Vashenkin, the meiser before, Rav Huna. Omar Rav, there was Hasfech Emesamayim, you did an action of stopping the flow of water. So you did an action that shows you want to be making to use it for Yom Tov, therefore the fish are not called Muksa. For the Gemara, for Loiboy Zimun, it's like, how could you even say your din, that a Chayesh, Shekoron of a Pardes, you want to say it's Mutter to use on Yom Tov? You don't have to make Zimun, you don't have to prepare it. For your Tanya, we learned like this. Chaya shekoron of a pardes. True, you have a chaya, young animal, young deer, shekoron of a pardes that made a little, like, I don't know, nest there, whatever you call it, a small place to live there in the paradise, in an orchard. Tzricha lezamen, clearly, you have to make hazmona, you have to prepare it before Yom Tov to say you want to use it. As if you stand, wake up Yom Tov in the morning and see you have a young deer living in your orchard, it's aser, because before Yom Tov was a wild animal, there's no, it's muksa. If you want to use it, you have to lezamen, you have to prepare it beforehand. V'tzipa d'ror tzorech likshar b'chnafer. If you have a wild bird that you want to use on Yom Tov, how do you make hachon, how do you prepare it? You have to tie up its wings. Likashar b'chnafer. That's the way it's called mukhin. Shrashi v'tzipa d'ror shezimna m'boid yoyim. You caught it m'boid yoyim. M'boid yoyim tzorech likshar b'chnafer liyah simen lo. You have to tie like around its wings to make your simon, this is the one you caught, kadesh to tischalef v'ima, that you should not be mistaken with its mother. Now, v'zu edus she'idu mipi shmaya v'avtalion, this is the name that say over the name of shmaya v'avtalion. So, the chur, you see what?
that even a chaya, shekorno bepardes, a young chaya, even though it's living now in your pardes, in your orchard, still tzarech lezamin. So it's not like you wanted to say before. That's not what Rav Huna said. Before Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna said that Medivir Rabbeinu Nilmad that Chayin Shekorin the Bapardis is Ein Tzrich Zimun. You don't have to have Zimun. And here it says clearly, even a Chaya Shekorin the Bapardis, you do have to have Zimun. So Tiyufte Tzestira. So good, Svachur were coming out that you do have to have Zimun, and there's no Raya from the first member of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, because over there you did an action. When you closed up the water, the flow of the water, that was doing an action to make it a Maisachona. But over here, we didn't do any action, no hazmona, this chaya, shekorna, even though it's a young chaya, that's like kamat captured already. But since you did not know about it, it's still a wild animal, it's not called mukhin, it's muksa. For the Gemara mi boy, yizim, is it true that you have to do a mais hazmona, you've got to prepare it. Before Yom Tiv, for Tanya, we learned, Omer Shir Ben Eloza, moidim beisham beisilol al shezminom betoich hakan. That if you made hazmon, you prepared the birds out inside the cage, inside the kan. And then you came yontav and you found the birds nothing doing, nothing inside. You only found it outside. Shasurim, you're not allowed to eat these birds because these are birds that are muksa, were not prepared before. Now the medro mamurim, when do we say this halacha? B'yonei shayvich. Only b'yonim, but the pigeons of the shayvich. The Yoni Aliyah, or pigeons of the Aliyah, or Tziporim Shekoranu Betfichin, or else birds Shekoranu Betfichin Babira that made the nest on top of the Migdol, on top of the Bira. These type of birds, we say, if you prepared them inside the nest, and then on Yom Tov you found them outside the nest, these are not the same birds, and these birds are muksi, you're not allowed to use them on Yom Tov. Avobot, avozm if you have geese, but Tanagurlim if you have hens, the Yoni Hadrisoyas, you have these pigeons. From Adrisoyis, the Chayah Shekoron of a Pardis, if you have a nice young deer that made its living places in your Pardis, in your orchard, Mutarim, you're allowed to use it on Yom Tov. V'yeina Tzrich and Zimun, you don't have to make Hazmona, so it's a Stira. Here it says clearly that this young Chayah, since it's come out like caught already, it's living in your orchard, it's a Mokka Mishtumar, it's called already Mukhin, you don't have to make Hazmona. So what's the stira? Before we said you do have to, from Edis or Shemai of Avtalion, and now we're saying you don't have to. V'tzipa dror, tzrichu l'kashe b'chnofeo, k'deish lo tizkalef b'ima, that you have to tie up where its wings, in order not to mistaken it for its mother. V'yam kushorim, v'yam nunoyim, v'boyrus u'bavatim, let's say you have tied up already, v'yam nunoyim, from the noyim means the ones that we had before. If you want to use birds before on Yom Tov, you have to pick them up before Yom Tov and mananei them. You have to shake them. If you pick them up and shake them, like you made up your mind, this is the ones you're going to use, in a case, like not by yonim. In a case that your own birds that you could tell, you won't make a mistake in them. As long as you picked them up before, and you shook them before Yom Tov, so you made up your mind, these are the ones you're going to use on Yom Tov, and why it's called mukhin. The boyrois of a batim, whether in the boyrois or batim, Rashi b'chol mokim shein mechuber. As long as it's not mechuber, as Rashi has the gears of a batim of a boyrois, of a sichin of a morus, is mutarim. Rashi beyond if you're allowed to use these on yomtiv. Uvilone sasurim, mashenkin if the birds on top of the tree, then it's osur. Why? Shema yala v'yitlish. Like you can't climb up the tree, or you can't take the birds off the tree, because we're afraid maybe you go up, and when you're going up the tree, you'll be told to pick off a branch. If you see a bird that has a siman on it, it was makusher, it has tied up its wings, on the neyim, you can tell clearly it was shaken before, so you should know the Bailam owns it, and if you steal it, there's nisa gezel on it. You find it any place. Even in the middle of the weekday, he's telling you Allah it's awesome. L'moitzien, the people that find it. Mishum gezel. Sharishan shekoshron oy neneyon konem biagboson. The first one that came and picked up this bird, or else tied up its wings, you should know he was kind of it. Shehefka nikne babo. A regular bird of what is hefka, but when the first person came and picked it up and tied it up, he did a maisa. So by him picking it up, it's called the kinyan hagbo. Since I think Allah is nisa gezel. But at Kolponim we have a steer though. Here the Brisa says that a chayish according to the paradise, if you have your young deer that moved in to live in your paradise, it's mutter to you. It's not muksa. And before we said it's also. Omri avnach min lakasha. Ha bo ha bima. One is with it. Trashi bo means the vlad. And it's richazimin. The young deer, the young chaya, that tank is called quarter ready. That's muchin. That doesn't need asmona. Shen yichel levroyach. Because it can't run away. Vedaiti olei. Because a person has das, like anything that's in your possession that you could use, you have das to use. So nicely before yomtiv, this deer moved into your property already. And it's a nice young one that can't run away. Therefore, it's called muchin. Avol ima, she gederla trichazimun. Mashenk and the mother that could run away from you, you can't get it so easy. There you have to do a maistazmona. For the Gemara, ima, a mother deer. Bezimun sagila, is it enough just to say before Yom Tov if you want to use it? Bezimun, just to say, that deer I want to use. For the Gemara, see the maliasa boy. To get a deer, you have to capture him. A deer is wild, he runs away. So it's not enough just a mother deer that you see him in the orchard saying, yeah, this deer I want to use. That's good, alf muksa. Maybe it go away, but the ishtamux can go away. Because the mice, you can't go take it. Because by capturing it, you have to do a mice at seder. It's also to capture it on Yom Tov. So why it's also to use? Like, what are you telling me now? One's talking about a smother and it's also because it's not mukhin. It's stronger than that. There's an issa midrais of tzeda, like some shittis. Or midrabon, there's an issa tzeda koponim. Elom rab nachman rab yitzchok. Idi vidi vidi day. No, both brides are talking about the young deer itself. Ho begina hasmuch liir, ho begina shen smucha. It depends if the garden, the paradise is near the city or not near the city. So Rashi says, besmuch liir means your day above a dait yoleil. That's what Rashi learns. If it's near the city, so Mestama, you checked it out and looked at it before Yom Tov. If you checked it out, you realized that it was there before Yom Tov, and you had das on it. Like, it's catchable, like we say now. There's no way it's seder. Because since it's a young deer, you could cop it in one dish. It's not called seder. Elamai, so you could get it. So Mele, if you noticed that it was there before Yom Tov, for sure you had a das to use it on Yom Tov, that's called zimun. There's no way it's seder. There's no way it's a muksa, that's mutter. Mashenkin, if it's not Samach Liir, your paradise, your orchard, is outside in the field someplace, so the pshat is that you didn't know about it before Yom Tov was there. So therefore it's muksa, because something you don't know, you don't have das on it. Even though tak is called, it's called sayed already, it's called captured already, because it's in your fields already, and it can't run away from you, so it's called captured, but our koparim, the yisam muksa you don't have, you'd have, because it wasn't muksa, you didn't prepare before Yom Tov, since you didn't know about it. So kids, that's the terrace to the sphere. One bryce is it's somach liir, so Rashi learns, if you do, you know about it, and the other one, you don't know about it. Fight. Pehema misukenis. If you have an animal that's about to die, it's misukin, lo yishrit. You're not allowed to shecht it. Halim keim yeshoyis biyoim, lechem imeno kizayis tli. In other words, when you want to shecht an animal, usually, your purpose is to eat it. But here there's another purpose involved. The animal's about to die. If it dies without a shechita, it's going to be in a vela. You can't have anything with it. So, mainly, you want a chaper right first to make a shechita. We're talking about muskenis, means it has a heart condition, but it's not a treifa. It doesn't have one of the yudches treifas here. A heart condition is not a treifa. So, mainly, you're afraid it's going to die soon, so you want to make a shechita first. Now, if your only purpose is to make a shechita now to save the animal, to be matarit, and you leave it first tomorrow, that's also to do on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you can only make a shechita if you want to eat from the animal today. So therefore, if it's late in the afternoon on Yom Tov, if you have enough time yet to make a shechita, and to get the meat, and to make a tzli, and eat it kezayis, then it's mutter. But shechita, if there's not enough time, even though there's enough time just to make the shechita, that's also. Because it's called, you're doing a shechita, l'shem mochor, that's also. We have a key reminder, afilu kezayis chayim beis tchichosa. Even if you don't have enough time to roast the meat, if you only have enough time to eat the kezayis of raw meat, mashma is edible from the beis tchosa, from the place of the shechit, it's soft meat there. It could eat it raw. It's also called being done l'shem Yom Tov. Shochte basod. Let's say you shechted down the fields. Lo yiviyano b'moit u'b'moita. You can't carry it into the city with a moit, with a string, with a staff. That used to have two people holding the staff on the shoulders, and the animal will be hanging in the middle. That's also to do on Yom Tov. Abu maybe biyodoy evor mevor. To carry in pieces by pieces, that's mutter. So we'll see in the Gemara, Rashi says, Meshum diav shemilsi, or mezalzel biyontiv. It's a big tumult, a mezalzel, zilzel in yontiv, to do something like that. to have two people holding a stick and hanging in the middle. So as Marisas Av Shemilsa, it's not nice. But Shenkin, to carry pieces, that's mutter. All right, we'll go through this in the Gemara tomorrow. We'll see all these pratim here. Stop here.
Good man. Only here. He's not here.
You're holding Daf Chof Hei Yomar Aleph. Again, the Mishnah. Behema Mesukenet. If you have a behema that's a Mesukenet, I mean about to die, is Lo Yishchot. You're not allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov now. Elim Kem Yeshoyis B'yoyim Lechol Mimeno Kezayis Tli. Unless there's enough time yet on Yom Tov itself, after the Shechita, you'll be able to make a tli to roast the meat and eat a kezayis of the meat. In other words, you want to shecht it right away before it dies by itself. Then it'll be a treifa. So if you, it'll be an avela then. So you want to shecht it before it dies, but you have to be able to eat from it on Yom Tov. So if it's mamish 5 minutes before the end of Yom Tov, then you're not allowed to shecht it, because it's considered you're only shechting it for tomorrow, and that's also. But if there's enough time to roast at least the kezayis of the meat and eat it, then you're allowed to. Even if you only have enough time to eat the raw piece of meat, you don't have enough time of Yom Tov yet to roast the meat. You only have enough time to eat a raw piece, a kezayis of meat, from tchosa poshin, means from the place where you made the shechita, from the neck where the meat there is soft, you can eat it raw. That's also okay. As long as you can eat from a tray on Yom Tov, that's also called an eating, and you're allowed a shechta today. What about shechta basoda? Let's say you shechted the animal in the field, is lo yevienu b'moit. You're not allowed to carry it home. B'moit, that's with a long stick that two people used to hold on the shoulders, and in the middle the animal will be hanging. Rashi, that's av shemilsa. It looks like derech oil. It looks like you're doing a weekday thing. You should not do it on Yom Tov. It's called av shemilsa. It's too much of a tumul to be done on Yom Tov. Over moita, don't bring it with a stick or two with staffs. Avol nevi b'yodai. But you're allowed to carry the pieces of meat home, evorim evorim. Hey, if you shechted it out in the fields, and you had enough time to roast and eat a piece of the meat, or even if it's early in the daytime, so you want to carry the meat home, you have to slice the meat there in the fields, and carry it home piece by piece. That's called derech, looks like you're taking meat home to use for Yom Tov, that's mutter. But to carry the whole animal together, that also looks like av shemilsa, is too much of a tumul. Omar Rami Bar Abba. Hefshet v'nituach boilo. The Torah says the mitzvah by korban oilo that you have to have hefshet, you have to skin the animal first, and then v'nituach, then you cut it up into pieces, and then you burn it on the mizbeach. So that's the mitzvah by korban oilo. Now he's mechadish v'hu adin lekotzvim. The same halach applies to a regular butcher, a regular person that buys meat, a chulin, a regular meat that we eat, the same halacha. That what? That first you should skin it, and then you should cut it up. What's the chiddush? Mikan lim the Torah, from here the Torah teaches us derech eretz, nice manners. Shelo yoychal odem bos, a person should not eat the meat of an animal koydem hefshet v'nituach, unless you first skin the animal and then you slice it and then you eat. In other words, you shouldn't look like a fresa, that right after the shechita, right away you have to chop and grab the meat and eat it right away. It's not nice. It's not derech eretz. Derech eretz is first to take it easy and to skin the animal and then cut it up and then eat from it. Gemara says, Maika Mashmalon, what is Rami Bar Abba teaching us? In other words, the Torah says, by Korban Oilo, true, you have to have Shev Nituach. His Chiddush was, even by regular animal that we eat, also we have to do this. So we're saying, what's the Nikki Chiddush? Maika Mashmalon, what does it mean to teach us? Elaim, if you want to tell us, La Afuke Mid Rav Huna, he wants to tell us not like Rav Huna. So Rashi says, like Rashi says right away, Maika Mashmalon, Derech Eretz or Yisr. There are two ways to learn. Either he's stopped teaching us nice manners, it's not nice manners to eat from the meat right away until first you skin it. Or else maybe telling you an isser, that you're not allowed to eat from the meat until first you skin the meat, take the skin off, because maybe while you're skinning it, you'll find a treifa, and the animal will be also to eat. So therefore, pi aloch, you're not supposed to eat from the meat before you skin it. So that was the sophic. Is he teaching us an isser? You're not allowed to eat from the meat before you skin, take off the skin? Or else tam atzoni derech eretz. We'll soon see what the nafkamina is. So Moses Elam, if you want to tell me, La Fuki Mid Rav Huna is telling us not like Rav Huna. That is telling us an Isser that you're not allowed to eat from the meat before you skin the animal, and that's not like Rav Huna. Why? The Yama Rav Huna said like this, Behema, an animal, Bechayeho, when it's still alive, Becheskas Isra Medis. Right now it's Becheskas Isra. You're not allowed to eat from the animal, a live animal. There's an Isra Eva Menachai, there's an Isra Shena Zavuach. Before Shchit, you're not allowed to eat from the animal. So any suffix that happens with the shechita, we shtel on a cheskas isra, the animal is osur. if you have a doubt whether it was a good shechita or not, we say before the shechita the animal was the cheskas isam, you're not allowed to eat from the meat. Until you know that for sure 100% a good shechita was done to it. Nishchato, once we know for sure a good shechita was done to the animal, then the halacha is becheskas heter emedes. The animal right then is becheskas heter that you'll have to eat from it. You don't have to be afraid, maybe it's a treifum, maybe something wrong with the insides. No. Right after the shechita, you know a kosher shechita was done to it, it's becheskas heter now. At sheyodei halacha b'man nitrafo. Unless you know something happened that you see a treifum later, when you look inside and you check for the treifum, you find something later, then you should not eat it. But up until then, you're allowed to eat it. So chura, if you want to say, Rami Bar Abba is saying halacha, that you're not allowed to eat from the meat, before hefshit, before you skin it, why? Because you have to be afraid maybe the animal's a treifum. And when you skin it, you'll first see that it's a treifum. So if so, that's not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, halacha, that as soon as you make a shechita, right after shechita, the animal is called the cheskas heter emedes. You don't have to be afraid it's a treifum. As long as you know a kosher shechita was done, you're allowed to eat from it right away. So l'chura, that's the spirit of Rav Huna then. For the Gemara, v'anan tanan miyosloim, v'anan tanan masnisin, k'de Rav Huna, like there's another kasha. Our Mishnah also says like Rav Huna. So how could you say that Rami Bar Abba is saying not like Rav Huna, if our Mishnah agrees with Rav Huna? The Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, if you have this Bema Musakenis, you have a Bema that's very sick, about to die. So you want to chop around and make a shechita fast, in order to be able to eat from it, and now it's Yom Tov. So the Kiva says you can only do the shechita if there's enough time to eat a kezayis raw meat. The Kiva Leimer afilu kezayis chai. Even if there's only enough time to eat a raw piece of meat, and where mibeis tchiasa from the neck of where the shechita was. So Avi Mina was it means mamish right after the shechita you'll cut out the kezayis of that meat and you'll eat it. So the chura my lab mibeis tchiasa mamish. The Mishnah means even if you only have enough time to eat the kezayis of that meat right by the base of shechita, right by the neck, you just take a knife and cut out the meat and eat it right away. Even without melicha, also you let eat it. If you eat the meat by itself, raw meat, you can eat it without melicha, because the blood inside is mutter. It's only the blood that comes out it's usur. So if you take the piece of meat, you let eat from it. So you see, you let eat from the meat right away, even before you made a hefshit, before you took off the skin. So Chura Mishnah also agrees with Rav Huna that as soon as you made a Maitzah Shechita, you're allowed to eat from the animal. And we don't say it's Becheskas a Treifa until first you skin the animal and check it out. So Chura, like there's two kashas on Rami Bar Abba, that the Mishnah's mask like Rav Huna, so how the Mishnah? So Mora says, Loi, I tell you, our Mishnah doesn't mean that. Mimokom she'tovecha sachilosa. Maybe the Mishnah means you eat the kezayis of the raw meat of the kishkin inside. The mocker from the place she'tovechas at a groin sachilosa. Notice the groin are inside the stomach. In other words, you eat a kezayis meat from the stomach. And Rashi says, she'tovechas sachilosa, bottom Rashi, mebnei mayeh from the intestines, she'hamaychol mischatech u'mesachoshom. That's where the food gets chopped up into the system. So maybe that's what the Mishnah means. Not that she eats the meat by the base of shechita, but avada could be like Rami Bar Abba says, that there's an issur to eat from it before you skin it. So for sure, first you have to skin the animal. Then it says what meat is soft meat to eat, even if you can only eat the kezayis of the kishkes, also it's called an achila. So maybe the Mishnah would not be a kasha on Rami Bar Abba. The Gemara says though, of a vatoni Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya learned though in the Braisi, said clearly that our Mishnah says in Rabbi Kiva Shita that even there's only enough time to eat a raw piece of meat, he meant mokam tchichasa mamish. He learned clearly it means even if you only can eat a kezayis basar by the neck where the mokam ashita was. So you see clearly you take a knife and scoop out a kezayis of meat even before you skin the animal. So it's mashma clearly our Mishnah holds like Rav Huna that you are allowed to eat from the meat before you skin the animal. So again, it's a kasha and Rami Bar Abba. If you want to tell me Rami Bar Abba means it's an isser, you're not allowed to eat from the meat before you skin it, how come our Mishnah says you are allowed to eat from it? So the Marian says, Elo, I'll tell you like this. Elo Rami Bar Abba is Urcha Arya Kamashman. He himself